Father Don Calloway of the Marians of the Immaculate Conception writes, quote, "My fellow Marian Father Seraphim Makalenko sometimes tells a story that a priest ministering in Japan shared with him in Rome. This priest was at an international gathering of Christians from across the world, attended by foreign dignitaries. The ambassador from Japan approached the priest, verified that the priest served in Japan and was a Catholic priest, and then said, 'War is your fault.' The priest was surprised and asked the ambassador what he meant. The ambassador said, 'You Catholics, all of you, we do not have peace in the world, and it's your fault.' The priest said, 'Ambassador, why do you blame us?' The ambassador said, 'I've read about this. The lady came to you at Fatima, right? That's what you believe. She told you what to do to secure peace in the world. Well, there's no peace in the world, so obviously you Catholics haven't done it.' The priest had to acknowledge that the ambassador was correct, but still tried to protest, saying, 'Isn't peace everyone's responsibility?' The ambassador was vehement. 'No, she came to you Catholics, not Buddhists, not Hindus. She came to you, and it is your responsibility.'" End quote. You know what? He's right. It is our responsibility. At Fatima in 1917, Our Lady told the Fatima seers Jacinto, Francisco, and Lucia, "God wishes to establish in the world devotion to my Immaculate Heart. If what I say to you is done, many souls will be saved, and there will be peace. The war is going to end, World War I, but if people don't cease offending God, a worse war will break out during the pontificate of Pius XI. That was World War II. When you see a night illuminated by an unknown light, know that this is the great sign given to you by God that He's about to punish the world for its crimes by means of war, famine, and persecutions of the Church and the Holy Father. To prevent this, I shall come to ask for the consecration of Russia to my Immaculate Heart and the communion of reparation on the first Saturdays. If my requests are heeded, Russia will be converted and there will be peace. If not, she will spread her errors throughout the world, causing wars and persecutions of the Church. The good will be martyred. The Holy Father will have much to suffer. Various nations will be annihilated. In the end, my Immaculate Heart will triumph. The Holy Father will consecrate Russia to me, and she shall be converted, and a period of peace will be granted to the world." Our Lady tells us that the era of peace, which has not happened yet, depends on two things. The Pope has to consecrate Russia to her Immaculate Heart, and we, the laity, must practice the communion of reparation of the first Saturdays. We Catholics have a tendency to focus on the consecration of Russia to bring about the triumph of the Immaculate Heart and the era of peace, and we divide into two camps: those who believe it has not been done, such as myself, and those who believe that it has been done. But if it has been done, then where is the era of peace? Or, if it hasn't been done, why not? Several popes in the past were willing, they just couldn't get it right. Again, why? The answer to both of these questions lies in the second request: the communion of reparation on the first Saturdays. We, the laity, have not done our part. If the consecration has been done, the era of peace won't come until we do our part. If the consecration hasn't been done, it won't happen until we do our part. Either way, we need to stop focusing on the consecration of Russia and focus on the communion of reparation on the first Saturdays. Whether the world has war or peace, tyranny or freedom, depends on us, Catholics. Hindus can't do it, Muslims can't do it, Buddhists can't do it, not even Protestants can do it. Only we, Catholics, can do the communion of reparation on the first Saturdays. So what is the communion of reparation on the first Saturdays? On December 10, 1925, the child Jesus and Mary came to Sister Lucia. The child Jesus said, "Have compassion on the heart of your most holy mother, covered with the thorns with which ungrateful men pierce at every moment, and there is no one to remove them with an act of reparation." Our Lady said, "My daughter, look at my heart surrounded with thorns with which ungrateful men pierce at every moment by their blasphemies and ingratitude. You at least try to console me and say that I promise to assist at the hour of death with all the graces necessary for salvation all those who on the first Saturday of five consecutive months go to confession and receive communion, recite five decades of the rosary, and keep me company for a quarter of an hour while meditating on the mysteries of the rosary with the intention of making reparation to me." So, in order to fulfill the requirements for the communion of reparation on the first Saturdays, we must, on the first Saturday of the month for five consecutive months, 1. Go to confession, 2. Receive Holy Communion, 3. Pray five decades of the Rosary, And 4, keep Our Lady company for 15 minutes while meditating on the mysteries of the Rosary. This is separate from the meditation we do while praying the Rosary. In reparation to the Immaculate Heart of Mary. On May 29, 1930, Jesus said to Sister Lucia, "There are 5 ways in which people offend and blaspheme against the Immaculate Heart of Mary. 1, against her Immaculate Conception. 2, against her perpetual virginity. 3, against her divine motherhood. 4, against her holy images. And 5, the raising of children with indifference or even scorn to her." The child Jesus also said, "The practice of this devotion will be equally acceptable on the Sunday following the first Saturday, when my priests, for just cause, allow it to souls." On February 15, 1926, the child Jesus told her that confession could be made beyond this time frame, 8 days or even longer before or after, as long as souls were in a state of grace when receiving him in communion on the first Saturday, and that they had the intention of making reparation to his mother's Immaculate Heart. If they forgot to form the intention, they could make the intention at their next confession at the earliest opportunity. I personally just formed the intention on Friday saying, "I offer my confession, communion, 5 decades of the Rosary, and 15 minutes of meditation as reparation to your Immaculate Heart for the offenses against your Immaculate Conception, perpetual virginity, divine motherhood, made against your sacred images, and the raising of children with indifference or even scorn to you." Sister Lucy, on March 19, 1939, said, "Whether the world has war or peace depends on the practice of this devotion, along with the consecration to the Immaculate Heart of Mary. Our Lady promises to those who do the communion of reparation on the first 5 Saturdays to, quote, assist at the hour of death with all the graces necessary for salvation. This is called final perseverance, where God gives the person perfect knowledge of and perfect contrition for all their sins, so that even if a person is in a state of mortal sin, they will be forgiven and receive salvation. And since she is the mediatrix of all graces, she can obtain this for whomever she pleases. Now, this is not the same thing as some of our Protestant brothers believe, where if a person says a sinner's prayer and asks Christ to be their Lord and Savior, they are saved and will go to heaven no matter what when they die. This is not true. There is no such thing as one saved, always saved. And nowhere in the Bible does it make such a claim. We have free will and can reject these graces if we so choose. Our Lady also promises this devotion will save other souls. Our Lady first showed the children a vision of hell and said, "You've seen hell, where the souls of poor sinners go. To save them, God wishes to establish in the world devotion to my Immaculate Heart. If what I say to you is done, many souls will be saved and there will be peace." Jacinta later revealed that, according to Our Lady, the sins which cause most souls to go to hell are the sins of the flesh, and that at least no one goes there without it. That means sexual sins, by the way. Do you have a loved one who has left the faith and is lost in sexual sin? Encourage them to do this devotion at least once. Bruno Cornicchiola was a confirmed Roman Catholic, married to a Catholic woman whom he abused physically and frequently cheated on with other women. He later became a Freemason and a Seventh-day Adventist preacher, and developed a deep hatred for the Catholic Church. He wanted his family to leave the Catholic Church for good as well. His wife agreed only if he first did the first 9 Fridays communion of reparation to the Sacred Heart of Jesus, which is a similar devotion with the same promise of final perseverance. Bruno agreed. One day, when he was on his way to murder the Pope, Our Lady appeared to him and said, "I am the Virgin of Revelation. You persecute me. Enough now. Return to the Holy Fold on earth, the Catholic Church." She then told him that the 9 first Friday Masses that his wife had convinced him to attend had saved him. Of course, Bruno turned his life around, did not murder the Pope, and returned to the Catholic faith. She also promises world peace if this becomes the normal practice among Catholics, along with the consecration of Russia. But most Catholics today don't even know about this devotion. This is evident with the current state of the world. And the Church is not going to tell them. The Church has been compromised. So that leaves us. We must tell them. So I'm going to ask you to share this video with as many Catholics as you can and encourage them to do the first 5 Saturday devotion, even if they've fallen away from the Church. And I'm going to encourage you to do it if you haven't already, and if you have, to do it again. Until my next video, God bless.